And I also liked journalism, so I wound up associating myself with the campus radio station and getting in with the newsroom people as my primary calling as I pursued a journalism degree. And then kind of utilizing my my radio background, got into the engineering end of things to help them maintain their transmitters. It was all volunteer, student-run station. It wasn't a commercial or a paid staff at all. And that's where, you know, we wound up having a lot of fun and games. But in retrospect, you know, when I got out of school and landed my first job at a kilowatt daytime-only station, I found that it wasn't the textbook knowledge that did me so well, but the practical, in-the-field news-gathering knowledge that really paid off the best. So at least in my part of the world, the academic credentials are secondary to practical knowledge. And it was nice to be able to apply that practical knowledge gained at the campus radio station to my first paying job. So, you know, you're doing the same thing. You got your experience and training in the military and are applying it to the mechanics world. So don't feel as if you've been left out or short shrift somehow or the other. Because, you know, I'm here to say that the academic part of it is not as important as the practical awareness, practical knowledge, and the logistics of carrying out what I do. And you can't learn that from a textbook exercise. Buzz, the transmitter is a 1946 Collins. It was the original transmitter bought brand new by the station that eventually became WUST in Washington, AM 1120. They first went on the air in 1946. And this transmitter was purchased and placed a couple of different locations. It ended up in the projection room of an old movie theater, which had on the roof of it a single tower antenna for their power authorization of 250 watts daytime. And they later got authorization up to a kilowatt, and they had a different transmitter as their primary, and this remained its backup for many, many years. And eventually they decided to duplex with another transmitter site in Arlington, Virginia, when they won authorization to go up to 20,000 watts, which they are today. And this transmitter went through a broker. It was offered to me in 1991, and we couldn't figure out how to get it out of the projection room without killing ourselves. It's 1,300 pounds, pair of 810s, modulating a pair of 810s, quarter kilowatt. And we thought for sure it would be suicidal to try and get this down skinny little half steps from the projection room to the balcony of this movie theater and then down a utility elevator. That wasn't the tough part, and then out the door. So we had a pass on it. I say we because a number of us had kind of come together to try and rescue this thing, and we lost track of it for many years. When I found a friend of mine in Cleveland, W8MAQ, had acquired it from a third-party broker, and he had re-engineered the final tank circuit to enable it to be operated on 160, here on 80, and up on 40 meters. By changing the kind of differential coil scheme with a sliding slug inside it to air variables and a different tapped input coil in the oscillator stage, so you could tune that too. And it's just been a delight to use on all three bands. Beautiful transmitter. It's that Art Deco design. It's got 8 meters on it for various parameters. Lots of chrome, metallic paint, very understated metallic gray paint. And I've taken and adopted a T368 military transmitter exciter deck, which is a self-contained RF unit and multiplier stage with an output tube roughly equal to a 606. And that is now the PTO and RF driver to the 807s, which in turn drive the 810s. And it gives quite a lot of frequency stability. I think the PTO is of Collins design, and the multiplier stages give plenty of drive for, through 40 meters. And by that time, the lead lengths on the 810s are kind of long, so I don't hope to go above 40, and there are no plans to do so. So it's nice to be able to utilize this grand old beast, retired from broadcast service, to a new life of conversation here on the Radio Hobbyist Bands.